Played Olivia Newton-John, Gone at 73. You know, that song, is, I was just reading about, so Olivia Newton-John died of breast cancer, which I know she had fought long ago, and I thought she had at least won that phase.
Yeah.
And I guess it must have come back, and I was trying to remember if I had heard anything recently about her being sick again, but...
Yeah, no, I hadn't either.
I can't remember, no. But anyway, so I was reading about that song. So Physical was a number one song from 1981 into 1982 and was number one for 10 weeks.
Wow.
The highest charting single of the decade.
That was a big one. When did not that you know this off the top of your head, but when did Grease come out?
1977. I don't know. I just made that up.
Well, I was just thinking that she was riding that, you know, that movie made her a big star.
Yes.
So then she rides that with then Physical comes out, and then she's even...
1978.
Okay. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, so then, right, so then Physical and then everything else.
Yep.
Another song. You have to
believe. Oh, man, so good.
That was a big one, too. Nothing can stand in our way. Yeah, that was a number one, too.
So. Yeah, she was awesome.
Yeah, and by all accounts, I think I interviewed her once over the phone.
Yeah.
And she was great, and by all accounts, seems like an awesome person.
Yeah.
Dedicated her life to finding cures for breast cancer.
Mm-hmm.
She's big into animals, I know.
Yep.
So, yeah, that was sad yesterday. I was like, wait, what? What happened?
And so young, and she looked amazing. Her daughter had posted some pictures of her over the past week.
Right.
I assumed they probably knew that she was passing away, but man, she looked amazing. I mean, it was just like she's an icon for kids growing up or anyone watching Grease when she comes out and Tell Me About It Stud puts out that cigarette on that heel.
Oh, yeah.
And that leather getup.
Mm-hmm. Now, here's a question for you.
Yeah.
I have a couple of friends who've been on Broadway and stuff, and they posted their photos that they had with her.
Uh-huh.
Right. Which is cool.
Yeah.
I don't have a photo with Olivia Newton-John, but I do have a photo of myself dressed in drag as Sandy from Grease.
Oh, my God.
For Halloween, the same year as Hurricane Sandy.
Yeah.
So it was like Hurricane Sandy from Grease. So I had like a fish coming out of my wig and like trash stuck to me.
Okay.
Like it was like I had just been through a hurricane, but I was dressed in like the leather. Should I post that or is that?
No. I mean, I was going to say yes until the fish and the hair and all that.
Yeah,
then people won't get it.
Well,
I mean, they'll get it, but yeah.
I guess it's kind of insulting to two different camps. One, anyone who had victims in Hurricane Sandy, and two, the Olivia Newton-John fans.
But very creative.
It was pretty good at the time.
Very creative.
It was one of those last-minute costumes.
Yeah.
Called up the Payless to get a size 12 heel.
Yeah. Yes.
Yeah, it was. Literally, I went to Target and bought like a mermaid doll, a cheap mermaid doll.
Yes.
To take the fin off, to stick it in my wig.
Such a good idea.
Stapled a coffee cup to my leggings.
My God.
Some trash newspapers to my little crop jacket.
Man.
It was a look, I'll tell you what.
Yeah.
It was a look. Yeah. Okay. Well, I'll wait a couple days to post that one.
Yeah.
So there's that news. Obviously, you know, mourning the loss of Olivia Newton-John. And then the other big news is that they raided Mar-a-Lago and broke into the safe.
My God. God.
Whoa, this is like movie stuff.
Yeah.
Right?
I mean, when that came out yesterday, I was
like, uh-oh.
And Trump is not happy.
No.
But is anyone surprised?
No, well.
You know, it's like.
Well, they haven't said what this is related to yet.
No.
Whether it's January 6th or whether he was accused of taking some classified documents.
Yes.
That you're not supposed to take. And he also didn't give his stuff over to the Library of Congress, or no, to the National Archives, which I think might be at the Library of Congress. But he didn't give his stuff over to the National Archives and fought them for months.
Mm-hmm.
When you're the president, the documents that you have at the White House are not just yours.
Correct.
You know what I mean? Like any memos that you write, they become a part of history and become something that people may have to have legal access to.
Yeah.
You know, when you're a government official. So he wasn't supposed to take these boxes. He was just like, well, I'm taking them. And now I guess maybe they took them back or they're investigating whether he broke any laws. I mean, but I forget who it was. It was someone who wrote that if the FBI does not execute something like this without a search warrant, which they do not get unless there's reasonable suspicion of a crime that has been committed. And if it's a former president, there better be solid, reasonable suspicion that a crime has been committed.
Right. That's a great point that you say that. Like, this wasn't just on a whim.
No, it wasn't. Right. So, I mean, that's what Trump is tweeting and everything. Or not tweeting. He's not allowed there anymore.
No.
But, he, you know, whatever he is. He released some long statement, you know, saying it's a political hunt to keep him out of the race, which is, by the way, 2 years away. But, you know.
Yeah.
Yeah. So, he's going crazy. But, and I, as expected.
Yeah.
But this is not, I mean, this. There's something.
Yeah.
There is something going on. Where there's smoke, there's fire, you know?
Can you imagine?
So what's the fire? That's what I'm very curious about.
Being there when the FBI.
Oh. Oh, yeah. Well, he wasn't there. He was in New York.
Okay.
But they yeah, can you imagine?
Who had to make the phone call?
Oh.
Who had to call
who
him?
Who was like, nope, not it. You know, they put their nose.
Right.
Cover their nose. Nope, not it. Who's calling Donnie? Not me.
Call Don Jr.
Oh, he's going to be mad. Oh, he's going to be mad.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
That had to be a scare. Maybe they just, it was a text.
You mad, bro?
For shizzle.
Uh-huh.
Oh, man.
Yeah. Well, I don't know. Or maybe some, you know, there's all these investigations that are going on. There's the, in New York, maybe it's that. Who knows?
Yeah, that's what I was reading this morning. It could be January 6th. It could be the business dealings. It could be, you know.
It could be anything.
I mean, and really, it's just, yeah.
Yeah. Wow. So who knows? Who knows? And then if he is charged with something, will he plea out or will he actually go to court to like to trial, you know?
Yeah.
What do you think? Trial or do you want a deal?
We want deal.
Okay.